The NDC has released guidelines and timetable for the party's presidential primaries towards the 2012 general elections. Addressing a news conference at the party's headquarters in Accra today, the General Secretary, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah, said nomination will be opened on the 3rd of next month and closed on the 10th. He said the party has approved a non-refundable filing fee of 20,000 Ghana cedis, with female aspirants being offered a 50% rebate. Justice Mingo has filed this report.
The General Secretary noted that the guidelines and timetable have been duly approved by the National Executive Committee in consultation with the Council of Elders of the party. He said under the guidelines, persons intending to run as presidential candidates must qualify to contest as President of Ghana under Article 62 of the 1992 Constitution. Mr. Esiedu Nketiah said to ensure that persons who run for the high office of the party enjoys acceptability of the rank and file, he or she is required to be proposed by two persons and seconded by four others who must be members of the executive at the branch, constituency, regional or national levels. Also, a duly proposed contestant shall be endorsed by two members of the executive at any level of the party from each of the 230 constituencies. The General Secretary said to ensure transparency, a five-member vetting committee shall be constituted to screen prospective candidates, a process which must be at least 14 days before the National Congress scheduled for the 8th to the 10th of July in Sinyai in the Banana region. According to the party's General Secretary, no party executive will be allowed to issue public and press statements or make public pronouncements on behalf of any of the candidates. Anyone who does that breaches the party's code of conduct and shall be sanctioned by the National Executive Committee. He said all contestants shall have equal and unfettered access to all regional and constituency structures. Equal opportunity, fairness and transparency shall be exhibited towards all contestants during the campaign and election process. Mr. Esiedu Nketiah said contestants will not be allowed to engage in campaigns of vilification and mudslinging, as well as the resort to the use of insinuations, abusive or intemperate language against their opponents. He said more than 3,000 delegates, including the party's foreign branch representatives, the founder, leader of the party, president and vice president of the republic, national executive committee members, members of state, selected regional executives, MPs and MMDCEs will be required to cast their ballots during the 3-day Congress.
My report was filed by Justice Mingo.